Hi everyone, Andy here, acting lead pastor at Salt Church, and this is a recording of some of what happened at our AGM on Monday night, the 4th of March. And at our AGM each year, we reflect on the year that's been and we talk about the year to come. We reviewed our spending as a church in 2018 and we looked over and approved the budget for 2019. We also voted in three people to our admin committee, with Ron Bryant, Grant Wood and Jason Gundlach getting unanimously voted on, joining Rena Murray and myself on the committee. We didn't record all of the AGM, but here's my pastor's report from the start as we looked back on some of the highlights from 2018. And if you've got any questions, feel free to shoot me an email, andy@saltchurch.info, or you can check out the financial reports that we talk about in the recording. It's www.saltchurch.info/AGM. You can download those there. But yeah, I'll start off by talking about the different sermon series from last year.
We did the earlier sections of Luke. We're currently in Luke, but we did the few chapters before last year. We went through Colossians. We went on Salt Away, and Dave McDonald did a sermon series from Romans on hope in the face of suffering, and that was good. I found that helpful. A lot of us have found that encouraging. And I'm excited about actually Salt Away this year. I've just heard today that we've got confirmation for we're booking a resort. It's a hotel, but they call it a resort. And in Jamboree. So James has been working on that, and so we got the whole place to ourselves, whole place. So that's pretty cool. So that'll be good. So that's in September, 20th to the 22nd of September. That's going to be good. So I'm looking forward to that. And who knows what we'll look at in the Bible, but it's going to be good. But last year we did Romans. We also looked at Hebrews, the whole firm series, and we saw a lot of Christian saints. Particularly, and how they've been holding firm, and we're encouraged by that. I found that helpful. And Joshua, we looked at Joshua from the Old Testament. And so looking back, kind of just quickly seeing all these books of the Bible, I feel that God's really grown and stretched us as we've been doing that. And you might feel like that as well, as you've been kind of looking at back over all the different series we did. I don't know, here's a quick poll, unofficial poll. Anyone feel like they grew as a Christian last year? Don't have to put your hand up if you don't want to. But I feel like, yeah, I felt really stretched. And I feel like God used, particularly our sermon series, but lots of things, to grow us and shape us and to shape me. And we had lots of our small group, and anyway, lots of good things. And that's just God answering that prayer of us praying to see a flood of lifelong disciples. That he's answering that prayer as we're growing as disciples, lifelong disciples. In the booklet, there's some stats that we've put together, and there's a few things you can see there. We had 371 people visit Salt for the first time, and some of them heard about Jesus for the first time as well. Lots of great things. People gave very generously. You guys giving very generously, on average $440 a month across our members. Lots of people serving. I can't remember the number, 130 something? 133, yeah. Lots of people stepping up and leading teams or leading groups for the first time. Lots of encouraging things happening. You can see there's a stat there, our website filters going crazy, blocking hackers. How many hacks? It's like 4,000. Yeah. Over 2,000 hack attempts a month. Haha, we blocked them though. I don't know, the Chinese or Russians want to, I don't know, change our sermons or something. Yeah. Anyway, I thought those some of those stats are better than others. More helpful. So lots of good things. And things have been hard, that's true. But in the midst of that, I think things are going really well considering God is good. We had people leave Salt. We had a bunch of people leave Salt, but nowhere near what could have been last year. When a church goes through what the kind of things that we go through, normally people leave. That's normal, but often it's 50% of the church leaves. So you can see we had 49 adults leave. That's sad, but we also had 37 people join, which is phenomenal. And so I'm really thankful to God for the things that he's doing. Things are going really well. We had someone become a Christian last year. That's really exciting. That's one more person saved who's entered the kingdom of God. By the blood of Jesus, is now saved, and the angels are probably still having a party. This is what we've been praying for. People growing as disciples, we've seen that. People becoming disciples. Ever since Salt Church started in a lounge room in Kiraville, this is what we've been praying for. As you can see, there's a photo there. Tim. There we go. There's Amy. I don't know what she's doing. I'm drinking something. That was it. That was the first meeting of Salt Church back in 2012. And we prayed for a flood of lifelong disciples. And God's been answering it. God's been answering that prayer. And really, it's Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6 in action. Have a look. I've got it on the screen, or you can, if you've got a Bible, you can have a look on your phone or whatever. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. He says, I'll just read off the screen. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. That's what we've been seeing, and this is Paul saying a similar thing here. He's looking at the Colossian church, and he's giving thanks for the new Christians in this church and the way that God's been at work, growing them in their life. In fact, he says he always gives thanks for them. And there's two things that we see he gives thanks for. He gives thanks for their faith in Jesus and their love of God's people. Their faith in Jesus, their love in God's people. And it was that true message of the gospel, it was the gospel bearing fruit in their lives. The hope of the gospel that was changing people and springing up into faith and springing up into love. And that's why we started Salt, to see a flood of disciples. In fact, we've changed our prayer. It's no longer praying to see a flood of disciples of Jesus across the Illawarra. Does anyone know what we changed? Lifelong. Another one. And beyond, yeah. So we're now praying to see a flood of lifelong disciples of Jesus in the Illawarra and beyond. And you get those two things in verse 6. He says it there. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing amongst you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. So we don't just want to see people in Wollongong one for Christ, although that's exciting. That's what we do want to see that. We also want to see people around the world becoming Christian and growing as Christians. And we'd love for Salt to be a part of that and what God's doing in the world. That's why we support missionaries like Craig overseas. We also just don't want to see people become Christian, although that's exciting as well. We want to see people grow as Christians. We want to see lifelong disciples of Jesus. We want to see lots of people dying as Christians, I guess. That sounds bad when I say it out loud. But, you know, that kind of vibe. Yeah. Lifelong. That's what we want for ourselves. We want to be growing more like Jesus every day, growing in maturity, and it's God that does that. And it's God that has been doing that. So I'm really excited. I'm really encouraged. He's the one who shapes us. He changes us to be more like him. And we've got some changes ahead. As a church, we've got a new lead pastor that will be joining our church at some point. And with that, there'll be some changes as they come and lead our church. There will be some changes that they will want to change things. Don't know what they are. But that's important as they lead our church. It's important that they are able to change things. So some things will change. But a lot of things aren't going to change. A lot of things won't. We'll still be on about a flood of lifelong disciples of Jesus. And the wording of that might get tweaked. I don't know. But the principle, the purpose for why we're here as a church, that's going to stay the same. because that's central to what Jesus is on about. And it's always been the case. Next year, it'll be the same. Whoever it is will probably give the same talk. The talk I just gave was the same one I gave last year. I copy-pasted it. Because we're on about the same thing. I was like, why rewrite it? Just use Colossians again. It's the message that we're always on about. Seeing new people follow Jesus. And seeing people grow to be more like Jesus. That's what we're always going to be on about. And that's what Paul sees happens in this Colossian church. That's what I've been seeing in our church happen here at Salt. People becoming Christian, people growing as Christians. So it's exciting, it's an encouraging thing. It's an exciting thing to be part of, isn't it? Yeah. So let's pray. Let's pray in our groups. Maybe just a couple of people around you, pray for a few minutes. Pray, give thanks to God for last year. Pray for some of the hard things. Praise Him for the things that He's been doing amongst us. A couple of minutes in groups, and then I'll call us back.